It's that time again on a Football Friday. Shane and Bruce with you here on Sports Daily. Thanks to everybody that's participated so far and all week. Hope everybody's got a good weekend lined up. That includes, but is not limited to, Bob Jones from State Farm. Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well also. We've got 8 games to pick here in the State Farm Picks of the Week. I want to remind you, if you need insurance, you can reach out to State Farm agents Jim Maddox, Todd Benway, Kevin Shields, Terry Johnson, or the aforementioned Bob Jones for help. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've got a handful of college games to pick. The Chiefs total, and one of the prop bets for Monday Night Football, so we look forward to that. All right, I will start it off, and we will start with Oklahoma, a 36.5-point favorite against Kansas tomorrow afternoon, early evening in Norman. That's a lot of points, but OU is an offense the likes of which I don't think Kansas has seen this year. And in order to stay within 36.5, I think KU would have to come up with multiple stops. And I'm not sure if they're capable of that. OU would have to become really disinterested, even not to cover that big number. I am going to lay that giant 36.5 and take the Oklahoma Sooners to cover that. Bruce?
I agree. Let's go with Oklahoma.
All right, 2 OUs. Bob, you got a chance to make a statement here. You want to take Kansas in that huge number?
No, I don't. I think that Oklahoma may just get awful tired scoring.
Well, KU's going to get tired of chasing them into the end zone, too, so we'll see which gives there. This was just a game from morbid curiosity by yours truly. That's why we're picking this one. Alabama, minus 51 against the Citadel outside of the SEC in advance of their Iron Bowl game against Auburn. Bruce, Alabama, minus 51. Who you got?
Oh, I can't take a team giving 51 points. A Citadel.
The Citadel to cover 51. Bob?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know a whole lot about them. I know Alabama's good, but 51 points, I mean, they'll probably have like the 18th team in there. So I'm going to take the Citadel.
Citadel for
I'm going to take the points.
But Bob, sounds like maybe a backdoor cover that Bama will give up a point or two late and or a score too late. I'm taking Bama. I mean, there's a reason why it's this big. And I think, well, I'm not going to give away my next pick because it has to do with this game. This is a simple yes or no question, Bob, and I think I know the answer to it. Our next pick is, will the Citadel score? Yes or no?
No.
Hold on a second. So you don't think they're going to score, but you think Bama will get tired before they get to 51. Is that right?
That's right.
All
right. I think
they're
going to have like the 15th team in there.
All right. Solid logic. I don't think the Citadel is going to score either. I'll say no. Bruce?
Citadel scores.
They kick a field goal or something for you?
Yes.
All right. So Bruce is all in, kind of, on the Citadel. He's taking the Citadel to cover and to score. Let's see. I'll pick first here. This is a kind of the game of the week in the Big 12. Iowa State plus 2.5 at Texas. Full disclosure, you guys, their starting running back, Iowa State's, in case you missed it earlier, will be suspended for the first half because he got into a fight in the Baylor game in the second half last week. So their first string running back will not play in the first half if you care about that. I think Texas is a little too much for Iowa State. All they have to do is win by a field goal. I think it'll be more than that. But give me Texas minus 2.5 at home against Iowa State in a matchup of two lost teams. Bruce, who you got?
I agree. Let's go Texas.
All right, 2 for Texas. Bob Jones from State Farm. Texas or Iowa State here?
I'm going to take Texas at home. I think Texas will do that.
All right, clean sweep for us here. We all think Texas. We all thought OU, too. Okay, let's see here. Texas Tech going to Manhattan, laying 6.5 to Kansas State in what may be Bill Snyder's swan song at the stadium named after him and his family. Bruce, what do you think? Texas Tech laying 6.5.
Boy, I have no on this game whatsoever. Texas Tech.
Texas Tech to cover. Bob Jones from State Farm. Can Texas Tech win by 7 or more? Or you got the Wildcats.
I'm going to take Texas Tech.
Well, I'm just going to go contrarian then. I also agree with you two guys, but I can't be going out there with you. So K-State inside 6.5. Maybe they run the ball well enough to keep that offense off the field, but that's just a contrarian pick. Bob, you got the first one here on Monday Night Football. The game has been moved to Los Angeles, and the Chiefs and Rams, in what should be obviously the game of the year on paper anyway,
no.
The Chiefs are 3.5-point underdogs. Who you got, Bob, the Chiefs or the Rams?
Oh, hell, I'm from Kansas. I'm taking the Chiefs. You can take the Rams.
I'll take the Chiefs every time that they're underdogs, and that hasn't happened very often. I'm with you. Bruce, you got the Chiefs as a 3.5-point dog, or you think the Rams might cover at home?
I'll take the Chiefs.
All right. Clean sweep with the Chiefs. I go first here with the over-under. 63.5. That's large. Surely some defenses out there can hold the other guys to some field goals here and there instead of touchdowns. I don't have a lot of confidence in this, but I'll take the under 63.5. Bruce?
I agree. I think the under.
Two unders. Bob, you want to break the tie or are you going to go with us?
I think you're right, but I'm going to do a contrary just because we all agree nobody ever wins.
Yeah, and that's no fun. Good call, Bob.
Over.
Over 63.5. Okay, Bruce, final one. More touchdown passes Monday night. Jared Goff or Patrick Mahomes?
Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. Bob Jones, who throws more touchdown passes, Rams quarterback or the Chiefs quarterback?
I'll take the Chiefs.
All right, take Patrick Mahomes. I'll go contrarian and go Jared Goff here. So we all agree on Oklahoma, Texas, and the Chiefs on those spreads. I'm the only one that takes Kansas State against Texas Tech. I'm the only one that thinks Alabama can cover that gargantuan number of 51. And Bruce is the only guy that thinks the Citadel will score. So there you go. There's 8, and we're pretty much out there besides 3. And so that's not too bad. We got 5 contrarians. Bob, appreciate you and State Farm, as always. Always fun to do the picks. Have a good weekend, and hopefully you can pass the baton to Todd Benway next week.
Well, I hope Benny does better than I.
All right. Appreciate you, Bob. Thanks so much.
You bet.
All right. There's Bob Jones from State Farm. Again, a reminder, reach out to State Farm agents Jim Maddox, Todd Benway, Kevin Shields, Terry Johnson, or Bob Jones for help. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. All right, coming
tough
up.
Tough numbers this week.
Was that cruel and unusual to put up Bama with 51? I was tempted to just put up the 40-point spreads and let's all just call these 6-touchdown spreads and see how accurate we get.
I think it's entertaining.
And that's the only reason why I did it.
And I don't have any feel at all about Texas Tech and K-State. None. I don't know.
You know what that comes down to, kind of, is K-State still playing for Bill Snyder?
No, might
and
be.
I mean really grinding for Bill Snyder, really playing for him, you know? They've kind of come under fire over the last week over some players that have left that still haven't received their bowl rings from over the years. Fitz and his guys at Go Power Cat wrote a column on some players that they'd reached out to, and it was inconsistent about who got their bowl rings and the clarification and definition of why they do or don't get bowl rings at the end of their tenure at Kansas State. You know, some say it's, did they graduate? But there's some players in the NFL that didn't graduate but got their bowl rings, and kind of makes Bill and Sean look a little petty when it comes to withholding
no,
stuff.
Petty, yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
So,
I don't know. That's a bad situation. And not, we're not even there yet.
Not a good look.
It comes in another couple weeks. And they get finished up with Iowa State. I don't think they win this week, and I certainly don't think they'll win in Ames. You're looking at a 4-8 football team with virtually no recruiting help coming.
So is this Bill Snyder's last game at Bill Snyder Family Stadium?
I don't know. I've been wrong so many times over the years trying to figure out which way this thing's going to go that I'm not even going to offer up a suggestion. I do think the right thing to do now is probably to move forward with the with changes in the program.
Yeah.
At head coach.
I think a lot of it depends on how competitive Kansas State stays in these remaining games. I know moral victories and consolation victories and keeping it close and defeat aren't on anybody's radar, but you know, if they go belly up against a couple of these teams, or if Texas Tech hangs about 45 on them on Saturday, I think that goes a long way in determining whether Bill Snyder still has the team or the locker room.
I think you're right.
You know, you want to show how much you like Bill Snyder, all the players in the weeks leading up to these last games, which, by the way, I think this week also was one where the players were not available to the media, according to Bill. There's another little, I don't know if it's a crack in the foundation, but it's another head scratcher along the way that he's not letting the players, you know, talk to the media. And who knows what that means.
They're a 4-6 football team in a season that's lost. Don't get it.
No. We'll find out. All right, coming up next, we'll let you know who's playing who coming up in the state playoffs as state champions are getting closer to being crowned here in Kansas. We'll let you know who's playing who, some games to watch for, and also take a look at what happened on this day in sports history, and another couple of other things that we can get to and clean up before we hand you off to Jim Rome and the weekend. Sports Daily continues after this. Sports.